all we need. So hard to find. Some peace, peace of mind.
Nina Simone once said that an artist's duty is to reflect the times. It's a sentiment that continues to resonate across creative communities to this day. Simone's music career was a refraction of the political strife, social injustice, and economic precarity of the civil rights era, and many of those same circumstances are currently reflected in our present moment. Opening at Pillsbury House Theater on September 5th is Nina Simone for Women, exploring the formation of Nina's politic through some of her most poignant music in a play written by Christina Hamm and directed by Faye M. Price. It stars Amy K. Bryant, Tracy Shannon, Aaron Willis, and Thomasina Petrus, who I got to speak with ahead of the debut.
It's not lost on me the multiple layers of talent and gifts that she had. I mean, she was a concert pianist first at the top level. Even on her level of artistry, she was experiencing her own racism and violence against Black women. And she only sang so she could get work in a club to pay bills. She didn't even consider herself a singer at all.
Simone's song, For Women, traces the stories of Aunt Sarah, Sophronia, Sweet Thing, and Peaches, somewhat stereotypical depictions of Black women. Though those women are fictional, the song was penned in the aftermath of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing of 1963 in Birmingham, Alabama. Four young girls were murdered by members of the Ku Klux Klan. The play is set in this time period and imagines a conversation between Simone and three of the women whose personal stories help inspire her cathartic anthem, Mississippi Goddamn. Thomasina spoke on the inherent connections between then and now.
Having to usher an audience through something like this, and it winds up being beautiful at the end, but we are dealing with real history. There's nothing more exciting, more romantic, more crazy, more violent, delirious than our own actual history. You know, it was 1963, and now it's literally 63 years later that we're doing this play again. Artists like Nina, like Billie Holiday, take their voice in times of these extreme processes and literally put their careers on the line. Nina Simone was like, listen, I got my own voice and this is what's coming out of me. I'm not waiting for permission from nobody.
Cause my life has been too rough. I'm awfully bitter these days.
It's sort of like they are coming out of her as she's creating this other piece of work, These Four Women from the Nina Four Women song, or sort of helping her excise how she wants to write this other song, Mississippi Goddamn, and how to sort of channel the rage, but also the hopefulness of us as Black people.
Mississippi Goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest. And everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn. Alabama's got me so upset. Tennessee made me lose my rest, and everybody knows about Mississippi Goddamn.
When she was doing this, what was Lena Horne doing? What was Carmen McRae doing and Abby Lincoln doing? What was Miles doing? Use her as the stick pin and start drawing the line to all the things that are important to you in your history, in your lineage. Pick a point post-1963, like her era of protest, and you will see how interconnected everything is. Artists and this kind of important art will live on forever.
This Pillsbury House and Theater production marks a homecoming and reunion for the original cast members. The play originally debuted in 2016 at the Parkway Theater. Thomasina also spoke on theater as a vessel for understanding and dialogue.
I think the audiences are really going to feel this in a different way. It's not meant to polarize, but we're trying to create conversation, which is what theater always is an opportunity. One of the few opportunities, I think, for adults in spaces where they don't know each other, they're not already part of the same ideology, to be in a space where they can have real conversation about what's happening in the world and within themselves. Theater is really one of the last places. So I'm really excited that this play is offering talkbacks, talkabouts, after the show, so that people can explore their feelings. I think now more than ever, people feel really close to what's happening. And it's time to sort of deal with things and deal with ourselves in a way that's about love.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in
my heart. I'm very clear about people understanding all this work, all this struggle, all this fighting for, this is about getting to joy. If you could just get out of my way, if I have to fight a little longer, a little harder, whatever, for me and my kids, I'm trying to get to love and joy. I just got to get hatred and ignorance out of my face so I can go plant my garden.
Nina Simone, Four Women, is on view at Pillsbury House Theater, starting September 5th through the 27th. More information and tickets can be found at PillsburyHouseAndTheater.com. I'm Yancey for Jazz 88.
I wish I could do all the things that I can do.